And Wendy Nola is in the studio. How's it going?
She is. Hello, Damon.
Nice to see you, man.
Yeah, old times. Long time since we did this show together.
Yeah. What's the latest with Durban's on and off orange bag recycling project? Let's talk.
So I've always come back to this project. I'm a very ardent recycler. And this, the orange bag project started off as such a big pride for Durban. Durban Solid Waste showed the rest of the country's large municipal waste departments the way forward by diverting a meaningful percentage of our rubbish, paper, cardboard, glass, plastic cans, whatever, to recycling plants instead of dumping them where they do no good at all in the landfill, just clogging our landfills, which are in short supply, right? So what the Orange Bag Project did was get we residents to start separating our rubbish at source, as they say, which means in our own home. So that's big to try to get people to do that. So plastic, paper, Tetra Pak, and that's the stuff that the fruit juices and the long life milk comes in. Put all that into the orange bags and put it out on the verge to be collected by the city's recycling partners. And then later they introduced, if you remember, those thick, clear plastic bags into which we put glass and cans. So a fantastic initiative, but there have been problems, big problems. So it was already back in 2016 that the orange bag suppliers started to become problematic. They weren't being tossed into residents' yards as before. I was among the many who would make a regular trip to Durban Solid Waste offices in Argyle Road to collect a pack of orange bags. They were free, but then they would only dispense them one at a time, so the orange bags started to become a little bit like gold at that stage. DSW started telling residents to use the thick, clear bags that were intended for glass and cans for the paper and plastic as well, which is very far from ideal. They're too small for the cardboard and all of that, and also too expensive to the for the job. It was just a waste of money. And then came the monster storm of March last year, which wiped out the recycling holding facility south of Durban for all the recycling. So bags weren't collected for a while, and they were sort of accumulating in people's properties. And still, those orange bags were in very short supply. And then came the revelation in February this year that the tender process for the awarding of the contract to supply those orange bags to the city was fraught with irregularities, and the company which was awarded the tender lacked the experience and technical knowledge to produce, right? Then a few weeks ago, the supply of orange bags dried up altogether. Not even Durban Solid Waste had any in stock for people. And in recent months now, this is the new development, a Durban-based plastic bag manufacturer, Very Green, which makes the Super Mama brand of plastic bags, stepped in and started producing their own orange bags, which are now on sale at Checkers and Builder's Warehouse. They cost about 40 rand for 20, so 2 rand a bag. And people who put those out on verges are finding that the recycling guys and their buckies are removing them from verges. So some way of keeping the project going. Ironically, Very Green, which is a 100% black-owned company, has tried several times to tender for the official municipal orange bag supplier, but not been successful. So I spoke to co-owner Mark Mazia this week, and he said, in response to the orange bag outcry, we decided to launch our own brand of orange bags for recycling to help die-hard recyclers. I would be one of them. By the way, he didn't come to me. I saw the product in Builder's warehouse at Riverhorse, and I thought, oh, I didn't know about this. And there were little signs saying, you know, if there's not enough orange in your hood here, buy these bags.
But what does the municipality have to say about all of this? I mean, are we ever going to get those free orange bags out of them again?
Good question. I did ask. About a month ago, I was told that the city would be making the orange bags available by the middle of this month. Clearly, that didn't happen. Why not, I asked. Last night, Itigwini's acting head of communication, Mandla Nsele, said, a report is being currently evaluated by the Supply Chain Management Committee, and upon approval, we will be in a position to move forward. Which doesn't say a whole lot, I'm sure you'd agree. Did say, because I asked, how has all of this affected recycling volumes? He says it's down 20% due to bag supply problems. Frankly, I'm a little surprised that impact hasn't been greater, just from what I've observed in my neighborhood and others. I asked whether the city supported Supermama's sale of orange bags, and Nsele said recycling is a key focus of the city, so any initiative involving recycling will be encouraged and supported. We are hoping in a month or two that the orange bag issue will be resolved. Note it was supposed to be by the middle of this month. Mm. Suddenly it's in a month or two. To the residents who are buying their own bags, we thank them for keeping the recycling initiative alive. So this is a public service announcement. Buy those orange bags, the Supermama brand or any other. I hear that Spar is also selling some form of orange bag. Get your paper and plastic out onto the verge in them, and let's keep this wonderful initiative alive.
Can you quickly maybe run through what we should and shouldn't be putting in those orange bags?
Okay, very happy to. What you must put in: newspapers, magazines, paper, cardboard, milk cartons, water and juice bottles, Tetra Pak juice cartons, big yogurt tubs, polystyrene egg boxes, all dry. Don't wet any of it. Don't put in, and I know this for sure because I've spent some time in a recycling unit just last week or the week before. Those plastic trays that we get our fruit, you know, the grapes, and that those are currently not being recycled. Don't put in the small six-pack yogurt tubs. They're going to be removed and sent straight to the landfill. Things like those Pringle chip tins, those can't be recycled. Tin foil, yeah. So okay, keep it to the cardboard, paper, carton stuff.
Sure.
And yeah, let's show the rest of the country how we can. Because getting residents to separate at source, which is the big challenge, to do it ourselves rather than, you know, stick it all into one big thing and hope someone else sorts it for us.
So, and it's an effort, but it's good actually, thing that you need to do.
And when you get used to doing it, it's such a habit. You know, I don't like going away to places that don't have that facility in remote areas. I feel like, oh no, I can't put this wine bottle in the black bag. It just feels all wrong. So, let's
go. The saga of the orange bag.
Yes.
Thanks, Wendy.
Continues. Yeah. Thanks, Damon.
We'll catch up soon.